Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a happy Mercury retrograde. I say that with some sarcasm, of course, because Mercury retrograde probably has one of the worst reputations amongst everybody. It's in mass consciousness now, that's a Mercury retrograde slip up, right? I can't even pronounce my words. So every time there is a snafu, Mercury retrograde gets the blame, even when it's not Mercury retrograde. So anyway, that is the headline of the show this week. Also, the other big news of the week is Venus is changing direction. So we have two planets changing direction this week. Mercury turned retrograde yesterday, and on Saturday, Venus finally turns direct, which I will talk about a bit later on. Also, tonight we have a full moon. Well, actually, I say tonight Pacific time, we have a full moon, but if you're on the East Coast, it's going to occur at 2:08 a.m. tomorrow morning. So depending where you are in the world, let's just say that we have a full moon. So technically Pacific time and mountain time, well, no, not even mountain time, just Pacific time, Hawaiian time, it's tonight. Otherwise, early tomorrow morning, we have a full moon in Libra. So this week, the theme of the week looks like it's turning out to be about relationships, but I guess when isn't it about relationships? So with the full moon in Libra and love planet Venus finally moving direct after being retrograde since March 4th, it really is about relationships. So this is the time to not sweep things under the rug. And with that Mercury retrograde, it will be a time for past issues that have been under the rug to re-emerge. So there you have it. This week is about relationships and dealing with stuff that we haven't been dealing with. And with tonight's full moon in Libra, this is all about independence versus dependence, being in a relationship versus not being in a relationship. That's what the Libra full moon is all about. But the good news is that anything that might feel a little uncomfortable can be smoothed over. And that's because Libra is the sign of good social graces, refinement, good manners, So sometimes I call Libra the smiling assassin, or the iron fist in the velvet glove. It's like you can do something with a smile on your face and it softens the blow. So that's probably the best way to look at the Libra full moon. It's not all doom and gloom, of course, and it depends on where it falls in your chart, how you will be affected. And if you have not had your chart done, go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, to get your free chart wheel. And then what it will do is list where the planets are at the time you were born and in what signs the planets were at the time of your birth. And then you can see how the planets each week affect you. And the planets moving around are called transits. So back to Mercury retrograde. The dreaded Mercury retrograde, what can I say? And just because it turned retrograde yesterday, it doesn't mean that at 4:15 p.m. Pacific, which makes that 7:15 p.m. Eastern, it doesn't make it so that right on the minute that it turns retrograde, that's when everything falls apart. Because with Mercury retrograde, there's something called a shadow period. And the shadow period is the effects building up to the actual time that it turns retrograde. So the shadow period is usually about a week and a half before. So say the week before Mercury turns retrograde, you might start to notice. And again, depending on where this influence falls in your astrology chart. So with this particular retrograde, Mercury retrograde is forming a square to my natal Mercury. So this is hitting me hard. And I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, basically, with this retrograde period. Other retrograde periods, like the last one that we had, when was that? I'm just checking my calendar. I can't even remember because I put it out of my mind. As soon as it's done, it's over. Oh, that's right. It was December, January. So the last Mercury retrograde period we had was Capricorn through the holiday period, moving backwards into Sagittarius, and then finally direct. What does it say here? On January 8th. So that was the last retrograde period that we had, and it didn't affect me as much personally, but this Mercury retrograde is affecting me a lot more personally with my chart than the previous one. So it all depends on what it's triggering in your chart to get the intensity of the influence or the transit. So with Mercury, I'm going to take a step back and explain what Mercury retrograde is step by step. So with Mercury, Mercury represents communication. Mercury is the planet of communication. Its mythology is messenger of the gods. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, and it's never more than one sign away from the sun. So it's always very close to the sun. And so with Mercury being the planet of communication, we as humans are all different types of communicators. You've got the strong communicator, the vocal, the strong silent type who speak only when they feel it's absolutely necessary. And isn't that great when you want some peace instead of the chatterbox, when all you want to do is just focus on what you're doing? So then you've got the chatty type who could carry on a conversation with just about anyone. Even the strong silent type, the chatty types could carry on a conversation with. And then you have the people who put their foot in their mouth on a regular basis. People who always seem to speak with the utmost grace and tact. I'd have to say that must be people with Mercury in Libra. So the way we communicate has a lot to do with the planet Mercury. So it's always called the planet of communication, and it rules our thought processes, our logic, or sometimes our lack thereof, our intellectual ideas, and the way we get those ideas across to the world. So Mercury retrograde, as I said, I'm always surprised by how many people have heard and feared Mercury retrograde, and sometimes with good reason. And so Mercury retrograde happens when it appears to be moving backwards in its path through the heavens in its orbit around the sun. So to actually understand the effects of a Mercury retrograde period, think of it like this. So since this planet Mercury rules things that flow, like communication, network connections, and so on. Oh, we're going to take a short break, and after the break, I will continue explaining more about Mercury retrograde, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Mercury retrograde, or I should say the dreaded Mercury retrograde. So just before the break, I was explaining, taking a step back and explaining what Mercury retrograde is step by step. So, you know, we know that communication gets difficult, misunderstandings often result. Planes take off late, but of course they always do, so I don't know why that's any different. Letters get lost in the mail. People just not getting it. And again, it depends on where it affects your planet. So, you know, lots of people experience Mercury retrograde periods as a difficult 3 weeks because every effort they make to get something across seems to be thwarted or just stopped in its tracks. That's very typical of Mercury retrograde. And thank goodness, Mercury retrogrades are only 3 weeks at a time, and they occur 3 times a year. Mercury is the ruler of Gemini and Virgo. So when there's a Mercury retrograde, those two signs might feel it just generally as an overall rule. This Mercury retrograde occurs in Taurus, and then it moves backwards into Aries on, let me see the day here, on April 20th. So we've got Gemini, Virgo, Taurus, Aries will be affected, but of course it will depend on if you have any planets in your chart in, let me see here, in the early degrees of Taurus and then the later degrees of Aries, then you will most certainly be affected as well. Everybody's affected by all the planetary influences, but in varying degrees. So Mercury, as I said before the break, has long been considered the messenger of the gods. And that's because it's the closest planet to the sun, and its orbit around the sun is just 88 days compared to the Earth, which is 365 days typically. And Mercury is never more than 28 degrees away from the sun, which means that it's never more than the sign before or the sign after the sun. It can't move any further than that, or it's usually in the same sign. So when I'm looking at a chart, when I'm reading someone's chart and say their sun sign is Aries, I know that Mercury is either going to be in Pisces, Aries or Taurus, and that's it, just because Mercury is so close to the sun. As I said, it goes retrograde three times a year for about 3 weeks each time, and anytime Mercury is retrograde, it reminds us to slow down, be more cautious, and you know, we might have to redo something or something comes back to us from the past. But always during a Mercury retrograde, the word is be careful and cautious, and pay attention to details and don't let anything sort of slide by. So it's important that that we just slow down. We might have to redo something. And because Mercury is retrograde in Taurus, if you remember last week's show, I was talking about Mercury in Taurus. And it's all about being methodical and pragmatic and practical and not blurting things out and just really thinking things through and taking your time with stuff. So Mercury retrograde, as I said, I'm surprised still by how many people have heard of it and how many people are afraid of this transit. And with good reason. I've had my many experiences being caught up in Mercury retrograde. Of course, we all know don't sign a contract when Mercury is retrograde. Now, Mercury will be turning direct May 3rd. It will be turning direct in Aries. Let me see here, 24 degrees Aries. On May 3rd, Mercury will turn direct. So if you can hold off signing any important documents until after May 3rd, that's a good thing. Sometimes, though, it's unavoidable. Again, I've been caught with those things, and sometimes there's just no backing out, no putting something on hold. You just have to go with it. So in that case, typically I usually know if I have to sign something during that time, the Mercury retrograde period, that I'm going to have to redo something further down the line, or I'm going to have to, it's not usually a win-win when you sign a contract on a Mercury retrograde, something needs to be redone. Although, that given, I have heard stories, people have told me, that they open their business on a Mercury retrograde or they sign something on a Mercury retrograde. And it, again, it all depends on where it sits in your chart. Some people who were born with Mercury retrograde, what that tells me is when I see a Mercury retrograde in somebody's chart, when I'm giving a reading, that this person has had to overcome something to do with their mind or their learning ability. A lot of times there's been issues when someone's been a kid at school, they couldn't quite understand or they might have had a learning disability. And so they've overcome that to be to do something great with that what appeared to be a disability in the beginning actually became something that was a motivator, and they just moved way beyond it. There's been many great writers with Mercury retrograde, and Mercury retrograde in a natal chart just represents that somebody has overcome something, and the potential is huge to be something a whole lot more than what they started off with. So anytime there's a communication snafu, Mercury retrograde gets the blame. And, you know, sometimes it's a joke. I've blamed Mercury retrograde, even though we're not in a Mercury retrograde period. But as an astrologer, I should know to not ever joke about anything to do with the planets, because people hang off the transits and in hope for the best. So I guess it's not funny to joke. So, and you know, the truth be told, not all miscommunications can be we can't blame Mercury retrograde all the time. As I said, there's other things, other events that might occur. But, you know, it's easy just to blame Mercury retrograde for everything. Hey, why not? So Mercury retrograde, as I said, it's about every 4 months Mercury turns retrograde. Think of it like a pause, a time to catch up on old correspondence, maybe read the book that's been sitting on your nightstand for months, to catch up phone calls to friends and family. It's a good time to just do the things that we sort of put off, filing, doing those pesky, annoying taxes, because, of course, here in the US, tax day is usually the 15th of April. Of course, that occurs on Saturday, which is seen as turning direct, strangely enough, with the timing. But, yes, so taxes are due next week, and during this Mercury retrograde period, so that's interesting. So with a Mercury retrograde, it's a great time to do things that start with RE, things like repairs, reduced. So I just cleaned out my closet last night and donated everything that I didn't want to a thrift store. So that's the perfect use of recycling, reducing. Also, it's a good time to reconsider, recreate. So anything that starts with an RE, that's usually the formula for a Mercury retrograde. So with a Mercury retrograde, our thoughts turn inward rather than outward. You know, so taking care of any sort of personal affair is a great idea. You know, always trust your instinct, of course, followed up with fact and figures. But it's a good time to also, like, centre our mind and our body, because sometimes when there's stress going on or we're not being understood, things are not clear, sometimes when we just take a step back, take a moment to really centre ourselves through yoga or meditation, the answer becomes clear. And also, as I just said before, any time a planet's retrograde, particularly the inner planet and primarily Mercury, it's a time when things from the past come up. So it's a time to review something from the past. So that's a really good rule when you see a retrograde planet. It's reviewing something from the past. And as I said, if you can avoid signing a contract during Mercury retrograde, great. If not, just be really careful. Get it checked out a couple of times. Definitely have a professional check out the contract and get any sort of help that you can. Another rule of Mercury retrograde is to try not to buy electronic equipment during this period. Try not to travel, although nowadays it's virtually impossible. But really, there's always some sort of delay. Now, as I said, Mercury has retrograded in Taurus. And so when Mercury is retrograde in Taurus, this energy can be difficult. You know, it affects our judgment and particularly our interactions regarding financial matters, because Taurus is a sign of money and finances. Mercury is the planet of commerce, even though it's communication. So any sort of purchases that you make, just be very careful. Make sure that you can return them. Just understand what you're buying. And because they don't rush into anything. Normally we wouldn't. Just looking, Venus is now in Pisces. So it's going to be really important to pay attention to any sort of detail. So any sort of new venture when Mercury's retrograde in Taurus should be regarded with a great deal of caution. And when dealing with large sums of money. So Taurus is a sign of money and finances, Mercury's commerce. When you put those two together and then have the energy go backwards, take care. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned. After the break, I will continue with this week's planets.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the dreaded Mercury retrograde. Mercury turned retrograde yesterday in Taurus. Just before the break, I was talking about that energy and what it means. And, of course, one other note on that is Taurus is a fixed sign. So fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, tend to dig their heels in. So compromise could be a dirty word according to the fixed signs. So when you have Mercury retrograde in Taurus, people might be really opinionated or stuck in their opinion. So there could be a clash, particularly around money, because Taurus is the sign of money. And because it's a retrograde, it's issues from the past. So if you put all those keywords together, for some of us, not everybody, but for some of us, it could be a really tough period. Now, as I said, Mercury turns direct May 3rd, but from now through April 20th, when Mercury is retrograding through Taurus, there really could be, it could be hard to find compromise. So, and it's not a time to take risks, just overall when Mercury is retrograde. So be careful with playing the stock market or making big purchases. Anything to do with money matters, really take care from now through, particularly April 20th, but May 3rd. Check all the receipts, all the details. It's tax season, of course. Be careful with that. Get a professional to really double-check and triple-check. I always think of the word bullheadedness. Anything to do when Taurus is involved with something in a negative way. Now, as I just said, we've got Mercury retrograde in Taurus through April 20th. And then on April 20th, Mercury retrogrades back into Aries. So this is a different type of energy. It's still Mercury retrograde, but it's just changing signs on April 20th. So what that means is that Aries is a sign that likes to rush into things without any sort of thought. Very different to Taurus, where Taurus will take its time, move probably sometimes too slowly, but then once it moves, you can't really change its mind. Mercury in Aries is different, be jumping into things without a second thought, and then if something's not working, not even giving it a try, moving on to the next thing. So it's around communication because it's Mercury. So it's communication styles are very different. So when Mercury is retrograde in Aries, some of us might be blurting things out or be blunt in ways that are less useful. Maybe our perception of what other people say may be skewed because, you know, some of us might be really overly eager or anxious, desire for action. Aries is a fire sign. Fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, Sag, are always looking to keep moving, always on the go. Now, Mercury retrograde in Aries might be more problematic for the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So when Mercury's retrograde in Aries, the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sag, might find it difficult they might be very impatient at this time. So impatient to get things moving, which could also be impulsive, and that might stir up reactions in others more than usual. So the thing during this, or the keyword during this time is self-restraint. It sounds funny, but self-restraint. Mercury retrograde in Aries from April 20th through May 3rd. Many of us will be feeling passionate about a subject, and we will be creating equally passionate responses, and some of them might not be so fun to deal with. So it's sort of like, make sure you say nothing that you'll regret later on, especially words, of course, that are harsh and critical, and of course that applies all of the time, because our words are most likely to be misconstrued when Mercury is retrograde. I'm having another Mercury retrograde moment. So it's best to stick with neutral words and non-threatening language and stay on lighter subjects, talking about the weather for the next 3 weeks, for example. Okay, moving right along, tonight or early tomorrow morning, depending on where you are in the world, we have a full moon. So we have a full moon in Libra. And so once a month, every 28 days, we have a full moon. So the cycle of the lunation cycle starts with the new moon, which, let me check my calendar. The new moon was March 27th, and now we have a full moon. And in 2 weeks' time, on April 26th, we have another new moon. And so the cycle goes on. So this full moon is all about relationships. So relationships will be the focus of our attention, or for many of us. And again, I should just pick out the certain signs, and in this case, the cardinal sign again, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, who seem to come up a lot over the past few months being more affected, or anybody that has planets in cardinal signs. So it's going to be all about relationships, particularly as well because love planet Venus is turning direct on Saturday in Pisces, but it did retrograde in Aries, so again, the cardinal signs. So with a Libra full moon, it's all about fairness and compromise. So Libra is very, likes harmony, diplomacy, good social graces, everything should be even and nice. So it's all about being social, it's also about the arts. So if you get any sort of social invitations this week, accept them. With the full moon, it illuminates things. So if you think about, you look at the moon in the sky, you see it's this big, huge, white ball of light, what appears to be light, but it really is just reflecting the sun back to us, giving us light in the night sky. So it's all about reflection. And I always think during a full moon, I look at the people around me and how they're behaving, and I think of them as a mirror. Even with regards to the readings I usually do around a full moon, it's really interesting to observe, because the people who I read for around the time of a full moon are reflecting my own issues back at me. So if you think of full moons as like a mirror, and anybody that you encounter, maybe they're behaving strangely, or because it's a Libra full moon, courteously, or as I said before, the smiling assassin, that's what I think sometimes of Libra. So it's like people reflecting your own behaviors and attitudes back at you. And sometimes that's really hard to sit with, because sometimes we don't want to acknowledge the not so positive attributes that we have. But really, it's a time to own the things we don't want to own. And because of the Mercury retrograde, it's not a time to be sweeping anything under the carpet. It's a time to be addressing stuff we don't want to address, particularly because of this Libra full moon and love planet Venus turning direct on Saturday. This is all about not dredging things up, but dealing with things that are presented to us. And it's going to be a little bit easier because the full moon in Libra is all about social graces. So it's not like it's full moon in Scorpio where we really squirming. This is more about everybody's feeling comfortable, and it feels okay to talk about stuff that we've been avoiding or stuff from the past. Libra likes balance. So this is all about finding balance within our relationships. And because with a full moon, it's the sun and moon are in opposition. So it's a full moon in Libra, and then the sun is in the opposite sign, which is Aries. And Aries is all about independence. And Libra is all about being in a relationship or looking to be coupled. Libra is a sign of marriage. So then it's finding a balance between dependence and independence, being single but versus being in a relationship. So these might be the issues that come up for many couples, particularly the cardinal couples, people that have planets in cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So this is a time this week to really look at relationships, and if there's anything that needs discussing. Mercury retrograde is not a time for keeping quiet and not leaving the house. Mercury retrograde really is about dealing with issues from the past. And being very clear, because Mercury retrograde, of course, is all about misunderstandings or miscommunication. So it really, the Libra full moon just smooths it all out. It just makes things more harmonious and amicable. Also with Libra, the Libra full moon, some of us might be dealing with some legal issues, because if you think of the symbol for Libra, it's the scales. And law or any legal stuff, they use scales, the scales of justice. And it's all about finding the balance. So there could be some legal issues that come up and all that sort of thing. So this is the time for being courteous, harmonious, peaceful, peace-loving, looking for peaceful solutions. Versus the energy of Aries, which is the warrior or the soldier, the fearless, courageous warrior, versus Libra, who is looking for a peaceful solution rather than aggressive solution. So it's a little bit of a power imbalance between those two signs with this full moon in Libra, but really everything can be worked out. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planet, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the other headline of the week is finally, love planet Venus turns direct on Saturday. Now, Venus is the planet that turns retrograde the least amount of times, and that's once every approximately 18 months. So Venus retrograded in Aries on March 4th, 12 degrees Aries, and then it moved backwards. It kept going backwards through Aries, and then it moved back into Pisces on April 2nd. And then on Saturday, it turns direct at 27 degrees Pisces. And then it continues through Pisces, and then it moves forward into Aries on April 28th. And then we start the cycle again with Venus in Aries. And I'm just saying, when did it first move into Aries? It was February 3rd. Venus moved into Aries. And that was the beginning of this retrograde cycle that we're in. So it's interesting because you've got Venus turning direct on Saturday. And Venus is the ruler of Taurus and Libra, and then tonight we have a full moon in Libra. So that's why I've been saying the emphasis this week really is on relationships. Sometimes things have to heat up before they cool down. So Venus is the planet of love, and it's all about pleasure, bringing people together, uniting them in harmony. It rules love and dating and friendships and partnerships, business partnerships as well, any sort of social gathering. It also rules money, and in a sense of how you treat yourself and your friends to a wonderful dinner out, or are you a spender, are you a saver? And where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. So that's if you haven't had your chart, if you don't know your chart, you don't know where Venus is, go to theastrologer.com/chartwheel and you can find out where your Venus is to find out what sort of lover you are or how you are in love and relationships. And as I said, it's also money is within this planet's realm. It'll show how you spend money. Are you cautious, conservative? Are you taking calculated, well-thought-out risks? Or are you someone who is spontaneous, let's just say, with money? Now, Venus rules Taurus and Libra, and, of course, we have the full moon in Libra tonight. And also with Venus, Mercury, it's funny because we've got Mercury and Venus changing signs, I mean, not signs, changing direction this week. Venus retrograde yesterday and, Mercury retrograde yesterday and Venus forward on Saturday. I just had yet another Mercury retrograde moment. See how easy it is to blame any sort of snafu on Mercury retrograde, and I think I will continue to do so. It feels good. It feels really good to blame Mercury retrograde. So Venus turning direct on Saturday in Pisces. It turned retrograde in Aries, moved backwards through Aries, and then continued to move backwards through Pisces. And when Venus is retrograde, it is considered a poor time to get married or open a bank account. It's not a good time to purchase luxury items as they are supposed to be overpriced. And it's a great time, on the other hand, to shop in antique stores or thrift stores or any sort of flea market. And I find as well that I try to make the most of these planetary transits and shop at opportune times. And I have to tell you, I have found the most wonderful things at thrift stores lately. So we've got through Saturday. So if you can and you're looking for something in particular, try a thrift store. Try a thrift store because it's a great time when Venus is retrograde to shop at a thrift store. Or on the other hand, as I just said, it was Mercury retrograde, so I cleaned out my closet. Venus retrograde, this week we've got Mercury and Venus retrograde, so I thought it was a great time to clear out my closet. And I did it effortlessly. It was incredible because sometimes you think, oh, I can't really bring myself to do that. It seems too much work and I've got better things to do. But it was like in the blink of an eye it had happened and I had like these three giant bags full of clothes to donate to a thrift store. So it's a great time when Mercury or even Venus is retrograde to recycle. There you have it. And so also they say during a Venus retrograde, it's not the best time for starting a new relationship. So they say that if somebody seems irresistible during a Venus retrograde, you might be scratching your head once Venus turns direct again. So if you're single out there, you've only got to wait till Saturday and then the coast will be clear. Sometimes as well, when Venus is retrograde, it's about reconnecting with an old flame. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad, really, and they're an ex for a reason. And on that note, you should try on my website, there's a free astrology report, Me and My Ex, What Went Wrong. So if an ex has reappeared during the past few weeks, blame it on Venus retrograde. Oh, dear. So with Venus turning direct in Pisces, Venus likes Pisces. You know, I say throughout my shows, the planets have favorites and their least favorites, and Venus likes being in Pisces. So that's good news. Also this week, let me have a look here. On Thursday, we have the Sun forming a conjunction to Uranus. So that's the only secondary sort of planetary influence, is the Sun forming a conjunction to Uranus, and they're both in Aries. And so this is a really interesting transit, because things happen unexpectedly. So it's like things come out of the blue, and it can be very exciting, but also disruptive and a little bit unstable. It's not hugely negative. It's just things happen that we don't expect. So we can free ourselves from constraints, and any sort of radical idea falls under this type of influence as well. It's a great use. It's very progressive, and there's innovative concepts that come about during this time as well. It's definitely a time to think outside of the box. All right, so moving right along to your weekly horoscope. What do the stars and planets and everything else have for you this week? Well, if you're an Aries, might not be such an easy week for personal finances. Double check bank statements and credit card bills carefully. Be sure to safeguard your personal details. But despite any sort of difficulty, a close connection with your significant other deepens further, still bringing joy. If you're a Taurus, pace yourself if you want to survive this extremely busy week intact. It seems that everyone wants a piece of you, and your to-do list grows longer by the minute. Remember that you only have 24 hours in each day, so prioritize and delegate. If you're a Gemini, escape from stress through creativity and socializing, but don't fall back into unhealthy habits like excess drinking or anything else. Find healthy, positive ways to have fun, and don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. If you're a Cancer, if it can break, it probably will. Gadgets, appliances, and computers are all troublesome for you this week, causing tension at home. Get the family out into the fresh air and relieve some of the reliance on technology. If you're a Leo, changes at work bring chaos, but you can cut through the disarray and take the lead in bringing order. See this as a positive opportunity to step up and show what you can do. Calm leadership and good organization is required now. If you're a Virgo, you already know that details matter. Double check and then triple check travel arrangements and tie up loose ends from projects which have been left waiting. Precision at work brings good results, and attention to detail at home will improve your relationship too. If you're a Libra, you can't rely on others, so expect promises to be broken. If you want something done, you're going to have to do it yourself. But the advantage of this is that you will learn how capable you truly are. You don't know what you can do until you try. If you're a Scorpio, focus on clear communication in your relationship. Don't drop subtle hints and hope that your partner gets the message. Spell it out. If you don't want to talk about an issue, that's a sure sign that you should talk about it anyway. Brave the discomfort. If you're a Sagittarius, keep boredom at bay by trying some new activities or join a new social group. Diet and exercise this week will go much better if you are less strict with yourself. Drop the perfectionist attitude and aim for good enough instead. If you're a Capricorn, if you're dating, beware of someone who is not all what they seem. Your head is easily turned by power, wealth, or status, even if you are already in a relationship. Ask yourself what you really want from someone. Chances are you already have it. If you're an Aquarius, Avoid making reckless or sudden decisions about property or a house move. You may feel very restless and dissatisfied where you are, but rushing into something will only bring regret. Instead, learn to love the positive aspects of your current home. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, a connection with the past extends to a love of all things vintage this week. Indulge yourself in a retro hobby or look back through old photos. Take extra care when driving, however, as a tendency to rush could prove dangerous. And there you have it, the stars for this week. Just remember, Mercury turned retrograde yesterday. Venus is turning direct on Saturday. And we have a full moon in Libra tonight. So what does that mean? It's all about relationships this week. So this is not a time to be sweeping things under the carpet. This is the time to be dealing with things. Of course, it won't be as stressful because we have the influence of Libra. So everything is...